publicly available on the website, and those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Okay. Mr. General Manager, are there any apologies for attendance this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only apology is the Director of Technical Services this evening. In his absence, the Manager of Operations, William Manners, is here.
Very good. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? We've got three. Would you like to?
Mr. Mayor, I have three declarations of interest. One of them from Councillor Fennell, with regards to item 6.5, a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict. The description advice is that her grandson is a member of the West Wyalong Basketball Association and utilises the stadium for representative training. I have one from myself with regards to item 8.1, being the General Manager's Annual Performance Review, being a pecuniary conflict of interest, and obviously the matter relates to the General Manager's contract. And from Director of Corporate and Community Services, Alison Belind, a pecuniary conflict of interest as a senior staff member who does on occasion and act in the General Manager's role during periods of leave. In my view, have a pecuniary conflict of interest with regards to item 8.1, and we'll also leave the room for the duration of that matter.
Very good. Thanks, Mr. General Manager. All right, we'll move on to confirmation of the minutes. Are there any corrections, councillors, from the minutes of the last meeting? If not, can I have a mover to adopt those, please? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Keatley.
That'll be good, thank you.
All right, there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Now, 5.2, as part of the minutes at the last meeting, there's a rescission motion from Councillor Lord and McGlynn and Keatley, and the motion being regarding the provision of audiovisual system. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I'd like to move that as signed by the other councillors. The reason I moved it is basically, you know, it was all about meeting procedure and everything like that, and effectively a motion that required the expenditure of funds like this basically needs, if you look at 3.12 in the Code of Meeting Practice, effectively needs to be costed and highlighted, and a report comes before we can actually move it, because it's creating an expenditure of funds outside the approved budget.
Very good.
And effectively, yeah, with regard to that, and the reason three councillors have signed that is to comply with the Code of Meeting Practice, because any matter that's passed and brought up within 3 months of discussion needs three councillors' signature.
Councillor McGlynn, are you happy to second that?
I'll second it.
And you're happy to speak to it?
I'm seconding it for completely different reasons to this. This motion should never have got up, because at the June council meeting, there were seven councillors here. Five of them understood the proceeding, and two of them didn't. And the alternate recommendation takes precedence over an ordinary recommendation. Then we end up with this massive system here. I mean, we talk about the last time we talked about.
Keep to the motion tonight, Councillor.
All right. We talked about transparency. If you want to find out what a council meeting's like, get off your bum and come and sit in the room. It's free. It doesn't cost the ratepayer one single cent. and I think this was not going to give any benefit whatsoever to the ratepayers of this shire, and that was the reason that I was against it, because one, it was uncosted, and number two, it was of nil benefit to anybody, any ratepayer in this shire.
Okay, very good. I'll just open the floor. Would any other councillor like to speak to this?
I put the motion in. I know why I put the motion in. Obviously, I'm not as familiar with rules and regulations as Councillor Lord. And as for the benefit to the community, I've had a lot of people come up and make comment about it, saying it's a great idea. So I think there's a lot of people out there who would like to see it. As I said, I don't know, will I put my amendment in when we bring it up later? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll hold on to that till we go to the...
Would any other councillor like to speak to this?
I would like to make the comment. I felt the motion never should have been open-ended that, yes, we'll do it. It should have had a depending on price.
Right.
Wasn't in the motion. We voted to do it without any knowledge of the, the dollars. That's all I was
very good
concerned about.
Very good. There's no further discussion. I'll put the rescission motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Show of hands, please. Okay, so the rescission motion is passed. Now, we'll deal with the motion to take the place of that, which is 7.1, which is Councillor Lord's motion, that an audio or audiovisual system for recording of council meetings be reviewed following the submission of full costing of the purchase and installation of a system, and to identify within the current budget where amendments can be made to the current bottom line as approved by council. Now, I think Councillor Moore has foreshadowed an amendment to that. Councillor Lord, so you've agreed to move that, Councillor Lord?
I thought I moved it in the whole, there's one motion before. There's a motion that we rescinded and replaced it with.
Well, we had to move the rescission motion first, and that's successful. Now we're moving the motion to replace it. Yeah. Councillor McLean, would you like to speak to it? I'm getting them now. Councillor Lord and Councillor McLean.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with what I said before.
Okay, so you're seconding?
Yeah, I'm seconding
7.1.
The amendment.
Okay, very good. Councillor Moore, you've got an amendment?
I'll put down as my own experience that I didn't put in about the costing and stuff like that. I apologise for that. It should have been in the original one. But if we're going to do the costing, I'd like to do it as what I'll refer to as a two-tier system. If we decide to go to the quotes and tender system, the first quote that they can tender just on an audio system, like with the microphones, etc., or they can also tender as for a full AV system. That way we'll get a difference in price to see if, you know, we may decide that the audio system is all we need, and that's fine. But I'll have a split
Point of order, that's not amending the motion, because the motion says that an audio or an audiovisual system be costed and come back to council. It really does not need that amendment.
Councillor Moore?
If he doesn't think it doesn't need it, that's fine.
If it's included? Right, well, if that's the case, would anyone like to speak to the motion? If not, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Show of hands, please.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I declare it carried. Right. So we'll move on to now reports of staff, section 1, executive services, 6.1, the monthly status report. There's a recommendation there that council receive and know the monthly status report. Council meeting actions, August 2024. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Keatley, Councillor Moore. Councillor Keatley, did you want to speak to
No, I haven't gone through it word for word, but no, I'm happy enough to.
Councillor Moore, did you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I've sort of gone through it fairly, and it's pretty much just
straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward. Yeah, there's nothing surprising that I spotted.
Very good. Would any other councillor like to make a comment? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right.
I declare it carried. Move on to 6.2, disclosure of interest returns, on page 13. There's a recommendation here that councillors note disclosure of interest return requirements and accept the disclosure of interest register as tabled. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Crowe, Councillor Fennell. I think it's pretty straightforward. We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we'll move on to 6.3 on page 14, the Christmas 2024 council closure. There's a recommendation there, one, that council note the closure of council offices from 3 p.m. on Friday the 20th of December 2024 and reopen on Monday the 6th of January 2025. And two, that the Mayor and the General Manager are delegated authority to deal with any urgent matters during the Christmas and New Year period 2024-2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Crowe, Councillor Moore. Councillor Crowe, did you want to say anything?
No, it's what we do every year.
Very good. Councillor Moore?
No, status quo. That's fine.
Okay, if there's no further comments from any other councillors, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Let's move on to section 2, Corporate Community Services, at 6.4, the Finance and Investment Report on page 15. Recommendation there that Council receive and note the information contained in the Finance and Investment Report for the month of July 2024, and two, that Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 July to 31 July 2024, as summarised in the account summary totalling $10,663,890.24. Right, can I have a mover, please? Councillor Moore, seconder? Councillor Clark? You seconder?
Yep. Yes, all right.
Okay, are there any comments, councillors, observations? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Clear and carry. Move over to 6.5. Endorsement of the revised revenue policy for 2024-2025 stadium fees. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 endorses the amended fees and charges as part of the revenue policy 2024-2025 and place it on public exhibition for a period of 28 days commencing 14th of August 2024. 2. Should there be comments received from the community on the proposed amendment to the Blanshire Revenue Policy 2024-2025, a further report be prepared and presented to Council. And 3. Should be no comment from the community within the 42-day commentary period, Council formally adopt the amendment to the Blanshire Council Revenue Policy 2024-2025. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGuinn, can I have a seconder? Councillor Moore. Councillor McGuinn, would you like to speak to it?
Well, we had some complaints. We listened to them. They were legitimate. It doesn't mean it's endorsed for the financial year 25-26. However, for this coming 12 months, it's an appropriate thing to happen.
Very good. Councillor Moore,
I was involved with the sorting out of this, and they seemed happy with the result for this year anyway. So.
Okay. Very good. Would any other councillor like to comment regarding this matter? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried. Let's move on to 6.6, the Community Benefit Fund endorsement on page 24. There's a recommendation there that Council endorse the Community Benefit Fund guidelines and to authorise the General Manager to sign the agreement between Council and the developer of the Wylong Solar Farm. Can I have a mover, please?
Yep.
Councillor Lord seconded. Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I think it basically is one of those self-explanatory ones. I'm just a little bit disappointed we didn't know about it earlier and were able to discuss the matters, but the fact that it's... not necessarily a voluntary planning agreement, but it's a benefit fund guidelines, and it gives a councillor a $30,000 plus
fund
for the next 10 years.
Nine years. Very good. Councillor Moore?
Yeah, any money's good, mate.
If
we can get it in there. And
that's very apt. Would any other councillor like to make a comment?
We did know about this opportunity. I do remember it being mentioned when it first came up. I think Director Berlin may have mentioned that there was a 30,000 opportunity. I'm just not too sure when that was, but we were informed.
Development and Regulatory Services actually spoke at a workshop.
Very good.
It was a good pick-up, actually.
Councillor Clark, you want to speak?
Yeah, I was going to say that because this is what I consider STEM money, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, I would like to see, if it's possible, that some of this money is set aside as a scholarship for a student that is educated in West Wylong to achieve tertiary education in STEM subjects.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to take it on notice.
Mm.
It'll be something for the...
Yep.
The proposal is that with the new term of council, we create a financial assistance committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I certainly think that it should be something considered.
We'll need a motion
around
that, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to get that out there.
It actually states
that
in the
education.
Focus is education.
Yes.
Very good, so it fits.
So,
okay.
And it's limited to STEM. So...
I'd like to back Councillor Clark's proposal for a child that's fully educated in the Blanshire. Now, it might be children of Balmain that have to go to the high school in Tamora, or it might be children from the central school in Ungerry, but I think it's there are a lot of disadvantaged children in those three schools, and I think it would be a wonderful opportunity, roughly maybe look at $10,000 to give them a start, because it's such a big deal. And I know of a number of really quite smart children who are at the high school right now who are university material and doing really well at maths, and they probably will not go to university because they don't have that family backing. They don't have the money behind them. And this would be an ideal opportunity to pick those young people up. So I would back this.
Well, that'll come in the motion to council.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll all be discussed. So thank you. Councillor Moore.
Sorry, I was just reading here, individuals seeking support for personal reasons. I mean, we'd probably have to talk to whoever's giving us the money and see if it does actually cross that line.
I'm sure scholarships.
The way I would interpret that, it's not the individual seeking the funds that council would be awarding a scholarship.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yeah, we need a discussion with them about that to make sure that we fit their criteria.
Mm.
Okay, thanks, Alison. Well, yeah, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So move over to 6.7 on page 57. The New South Wales Agency Reporting for Blanshire Council. There's a recommendation here that Council notes the submission of the annual agency report on the Government Information Public Access Act 2009 and public interest disclosures was made to the relevant agencies within the statutory timeframe. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Moore, seconder. Councillor Crowe. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak? It's pretty straightforward.
Should this one be left over until we sort out the 7.2? Because they're going to limit. The request is to limit the strengthening of the grant. So,
sorry,
is it
wrong?
No, that's
no,
the next
no,
different.
Yeah,
6.7.
This is 6.7.
Yeah. Am I on the wrong one? Which is probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Same move.
Okay. There's no further comments. Councillor Crowe, you've got no further comments?
No, it's
pretty straightforward.
There's a lot of zeros on there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay.
That's all there is.
So now we move on to 6.8 on page 68.
There it is.
Okay. Strengthening Communities Application, Barn Midland Community Centre Incorporated. There's a recommendation there that Council approve.
Sorry, before the Mayor actually reads the recommendation, there was an oversight in preparing this report. The text of the application spoke about the installation, purchase and installation of a screen at the community centre, and also mentioned message boards,
variable message
signs, the hire of those for the purposes of advising traffic coming into Bar Medman during the weekend event. So there was a revised, I did revise the recommendation so it was clearer and would give councillors an the option whether they wanted to approve the amount in full or...
Two sections, whatever.
Yeah, so if you can...
Divide it up.
Read that for a minute.
I've got it here. I've got it.
No, you've
got
it.
I've got it here. Okay. Okay, so 6.8, the Strengthening Communities Application by Amendment Community Centre Incorporated. And the recommendation is that Council approve the application for funding of the Bardman Community Centre Incorporated under the Strengthening Communities Fund in the amount of $8,995, consisting of two parts. A, $6,495 to go towards the purchase and installation of a projection screen and audio equipment at the centre, and B, $2,500 to go towards the hire and delivery of BMS message boards on the approaches to Bardman for the 150-year celebrations weekend. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Pennell, seconder. Councillor Crowe. Councillor Pennell, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, well, I think that's the least we could do for the celebrations that are happening out there at Bardman. I think it's a very modest amount. I am a little concerned there, just for the committee's information, that their quote was just for 30 days. And they did get that quote for the 2nd of the 7th. So I don't know whether that may affect anything in the course of things.
I did speak with the applicant prior to preparing a report, and he made no comment about a change other than the fact that the amount that they were seeking was minus the
was that amount,
projector amount because they'd been donated.
No, I do support that.
Councillor
Crowe, I think it's great, and I think the celebrations that they've got coming up will be wonderful. And they'll be able to continue to use this into the future. And I'll just make note that the installation of a projector screen and audio system for the buildings under $7,000.
Very amusing. Okay, are there any further comments from any other councillor regarding this matter?
Appropriate thing for the Barmer. It's a very modest amount that they're spending on the 150 years. The amount of tourism that's going to bring in is absolutely massive. And this is where we come up to the next one. They got it in the pages ahead before we've changed.
But it's what you're saying, Councillor McGinnis, it's good bang for our buck.
It is, absolutely. And right. I think this is a very appropriate one.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so that's great. So move on to 6.9 on page 77. Request for Financial Assistance, West Wyalong Charity Camp Draft Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council approve the application for funding of the West Wyalong Charity Camp Draft Committee under the Strengthening Communities Fund in the amount of $4,000 to assist with the stock transport costs for the 2024 event. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move that.
Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Anything to do with horses brings people that have got money to spend, so it's great for tourism. This is what we do for tourism, sport and these sort of events.
Yeah. Brings people in.
Every weekend there's something on in the Blanshire that brings extra people in. We have junior tennis. Every weekend there's something on. So you talk about tourism, this is how Pevensey comes in and slow every weekend, 52 weeks of the year. And this is ideal.
Very good. Councillor Moore?
Horsey people might not spend a lot of money on themselves, but by God, they spend money on those horses. So it's always anything to do with that sort of event is same as
they
dog event stuff like that. Any animal event is going to make money for the town.
Very good. Any further comments from any other councillor? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Right. So we move over to section 3, technical services, 6.10, the sealing of Central Road. A funding contribution. Isn't this lovely to see? There's a recommendation there that Council 1 accept the contribution of $100,000, including GST, from GrainCorp towards the sealing of Boundary Street from the GrainCorp exit to Compton Road. And 2, that Council fund the remainder of the works from the roads to recovery allocation in the 2024-2025 financial year, should that be?
That was the question I was going to ask.
Okay, so we'll make that change. Can I have a mover, please?
Actually, if I may, I'd just amend that to the 25-26.
25-26, is it?
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay. 25-26, yeah. Can I have a mover, please?
Could I just put in a disclosure of interest? I missed that one completely when I read through the business paper.
Well, that's fine, Councillor Crowe. We can note that after the meeting, and you've shown your interest, so if you just recuse yourself from the debate, that's fine.
Not really interested.
So can I have a mover, please?
I'll move that.
Councillor McGinn, seconded. Councillor Lloyd. Councillor McGinn, would you like to speak to it?
I think any business that's using your road system like they are deserves to put the hand in their pocket, and so it's an appropriate contribution.
Very good. Councillor Lloyd?
Situation with any business that wants to make a contribution to actually upgrading roads, I think it's
fantastic.
Secondly, the fact that this is the same section of road that we actually had a report on earlier in the year with regard to other industrial blocks. So hopefully this sets a precedent for when we actually have to complete the road down to those industrial blocks.
Very good.
In the future. So effectively, it'd be nice to say, promote that, and thank GrainCorp very much for making a contribution.
We can publicise
any further.
We can publicise that. Are there any further comments from any other councillors?
Councillor
Fennell.
Do we need to be mindful of the fact that it's just a desktop estimate of the balance? Like they're saying $250,000 to maybe do this section of road, and they're making that contribution of $100,000. Do we mean to be mindful of the fact that that might blow out a little bit?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, certainly that has been something that's been on my mind, and that has resulted in some further review of that pricing, noting that it won't be done before harvest this season. There could be some movement in there, and we'd certainly have to reevaluate it.
Do we need to put anything in that?
Maybe we should consider it.
It'll be part of the budget for next year.
Maybe we should put one at a time, please. Councillor McGinn, you've got the floor.
I think that maybe we should put an amendment in, push a little amendment in here to say that $100,000, it's dependent on the cost at the time.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is the offer we have received in writing following discussions with
Brown.
I don't necessarily think it needs, because we're talking 2025-26 budget, I don't think it needs an amendment in that situation now. This will need to come up when you look at the roads program in the 25-26 budget in April,
and
an allocation made accordingly at that particular time in conjunction with the whole of the roads program.
Very good. Any further comments from any other councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Nice loud aye from all you councillors. We're getting this. You've all got voices, use them. Okay, 6.11, endorsement of the revised revenue policy 2024-2025, gravel pit royalty. Right, there's a recommendation there that Council 1 propose an amended royalty payment for a gravel pit extraction of 80 cents per cubic metre within Council's revenue policy and place on public exhibition for a period of 28 days commencing on the 14th of August 2024. Two, should there be any comments received from the community on the proposed amendment to the Landshire Revenue Policy 2024-2025, a further report be prepared and presented to Council. And three, should there be no comment from the community within the 42-day commentary period, Council formally adopt the amendment to the Blanshire Council Revenue Policy 2024-2025. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll second.
Councillor Lloyd, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lloyd, would you like
This is a simple, realistic adjustment. I think we talked about it a few years ago when we looked at budgets, but COVID was on and we didn't worry about it because it wouldn't be too much. But it's a simple situation. It puts us literally in the mid-range of where basically people are receiving, and it's for the cost of gravel, it's the royalty for the gravel pit owners get for simply for disturbing
extraction of the gravel
their tracks. It probably doesn't compensate them fully, but it's a realistic amount.
Councillor McGlynn.
Well, we've got such a huge network to cover. I think that this is a fair option, yes, and we've got to be mindful of the costs. So I think this is an updated fair option. Yeah.
Well, I think, from glancing through what was offered on the other hands, I think we're right in the middle, which is fair enough. Are there any comments from any other councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Gardner? We'll move over to 6.12, the Four Shires Road Safety Action Plan. So there's a recommendation there that Council endorse the updated Bland, Coolerman, Juni and Tamora Shire's Action Plan 2021 to 2025. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Councillor Moore, Councillor Lord. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to us?
No. It's fine.
Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to us?
I don't initially want to speak to it, but I think having read it, some of the statistics in there are very, very interesting. And I think it's quite interesting to note that the volume of accidents and the speeds and the net fees that are occurring in various areas. And unfortunately, Coolerman and Bland are basically have got large volumes of state highways running through them, and that's why those higher numbers sometimes are occurring on there, because there's a lot less local drivers in the Juni and Tamora areas.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. Let's move on to 6.13, the Access Incentive Scheme Grant, 194 Main Street, West Wyalong. There's a recognition there that Council approved the Access Incentive Scheme Grant application for Midson Constructions Proprietary Limited at 194 Main Street, West Wyalong, for $5,000 to install accessible toilet and ramps to increase accessibility to and within the premises. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor McGlynn. Seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn.
We always had the reputation of being the shire with the best access program, because we had a very strong access committee, had Gail Platts on it, Peter Grohlman. Mr. Black was on it, people that really knew about access because it was of concern to them. And it used to be half the cost. So we've got out of this very lightly. I think that they should have been asking for $6,000. Yeah.
They are a building company. Councillor Moore.
And I think it must happen. More buildings should be going this way that haven't got access.
Okay. Councillor Moore.
Anything to improve access to a lot of buildings in town.
Very good.
Wheelchair or otherwise. And this business is going to have a display room and stuff like that, so they're going to need to. We're going to have public people, so it's going to need toilets and okay. Stuff. So, yeah.
I must tell you before we go,
yes,
when I broke my leg, I was in a wheelchair and I had to go to Sydney to get my eye injection. In the whole building I went to, full of doctors, 187 Park Street, there was no disabled toilet. I went into David Jones, there was through the city of Sydney, there is nowhere where you have a ramp that you can get a disabled. Oh, that's pretty bad in the whole building, 187, full of doctors, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the reputation of we've gone back on our access, and this is going to take
a step back in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Are there any further comments, councillors?
I'm just going to back that up. I mean, try getting a 60-kilo ambulance stretcher into most of the buildings in this town. It's entertaining, to say the least.
It's a challenge. Okay. Very good. Okay, there's no further comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Very carried. Move over to 6.14, the RFT tender, Goral Road Surface Upgrade. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 reject the current offers based on the significant additional costs associated with likely variations and additions to scope. 2, not invite fresh tenders. 3, pursuant to Clause 1783E of the Local Government General Regulation 2021, enter negotiations with suitable contractors for the Goral Road surface upgrade. 4, authorises the General Manager to award the contract after the completion of the negotiation process. And 5, that any extra funds required to complete the project be sourced from a suitable external funding option.
So
can I have a mover? Councillor Lord, seconder? Seconder?
Second.
Councillor Clark. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to us?
I think it's a very sensible recommendation. We've got grant funding up to $5 million for the completion of that road. As I said, it doesn't necessarily complete under the current estimates and the current costings, but again, it's very sensible to try to negotiate as much as we can and see what we can get out of that. But again, if there is any shortfall in that, we don't want to take any money out of our internal roads program to complete that. We want to do it, get it from external sources and outside of possible other grants.
Mr. Mayor, would you like to comment on that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy for the manager. If you would like to respond,
like comment on
or would you like me to?
I don't mind. It's basically been covered
in I think what Councillor Lord was saying, there's, and I think we've articulated, there's certain risks associated with just going through. I think the project's worthwhile. As it's mostly funded with external grant funding, it would be a shame to sort of, you know, not exploit that as much as we can. The extra funding that we're asking for is, a lot of that's also with contingency, and, you know, with...
So it may or may not be used.
That's right. That's at the end of the day, yeah.
At the end of the day, I totally support that, but I don't want to see any future commitment on our road funding at this stage to change our road program.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Councillor Clark?
No.
You want to respond to that, Councillor?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Certainly take on note Councillor Lord's comments, and just to make the observation that our roads to recovery allocation has been increased, but we certainly couldn't commit to delivering an increased level of roads to recovery funding within our own programs, because it's so extensive at this point in time. So something like Roads to Recovery or another alternate one of our funding programs will certainly be available to cover
up. Well, that'll be up to the council at the time.
Very good. Councillor Clark, would you like to speak?
It's all been said.
Okay, very good. Any other councillor like to make a comment regarding this? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Right, so we move over to section 4, reports for information. Can I have a mover for all these reports? Councillor Pennell, a seconder for all these reports? Councillor Moore? Okay, so we'll move through them one by one. 6.15, the youth services report. Observations, councillors? Comments? No? Okay, move on to 6.16, the Blanshire Library monthly update. Fantastic job as usual. Mm-hmm. Any comments, observations, councillors?
How do I keep that bow on that kid's head?
Very difficult.
Very talented photographer, I'd say. Right. Any comments? No comments? Okay, we'll move on to 6.17, Children's Services July update.
There are waiting lists. The length of them depends on the class that they're looking to access, whether it's the pre-kinder classes, so 4-year-olds, or those from 3 and up. We are looking at some options for how we can accommodate.
Oh, that's good.
Them, but at this stage, it's very early.
So there is a long waiting list, is there?
I wouldn't say long, but there is a waiting list, and
so it would take putting more staff on, I guess.
It would take more space and more staff.
Mm-hmm. More space.
Childcare educators and childcare. The 15% recent announcement in wage increase for that situation will be fully funded for that from the federal government?
We've not actually explored that in depth because our staff are employed under the local government award.
Right, yeah.
That wage increase would have been under called the SHADS award, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember what that acronym stands for, but it's generally for
Would that affect the, even though it's only for another 6 months, the bland more childcare stuff or not?
No.
Okay.
Very good. Right, yeah. Any further questions regarding children's services, councillors? No. If not, bland, move on to 6.18, bland community care services update. Any comments, councillors? No? How well we are happy, that's the main thing. Okay, we'll move on to 6.19, Technical Services Report.
Sorry,
Just about to go, are they, Brian?
Big button?
Are they, Brian?
What? Well,
the elderly happy?
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Councillor Moore. Lovely thing to say.
If I may. I had a complaint about two lanes. Is this the time to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's Lane and Carnes's Lane are in a dreadful state, apparently. Potholes and quite treacherous to travel on. This person came into the shop today and said that nothing had been done for 5 years, and they had written emails that contained letters, they'd made phone calls, and unfortunately they hadn't had any response or acknowledgement of that complaint. And I have got a name here.
Okay, Mr. General Manager, would you like to comment and take that on board? Or Director of Engineering, sir?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, just to respond to the representations made by Councillor Fennell. So we were of that. Kelly's Lane, that is in the upcoming wet grade program. So there. Carnes Lane is listed for flash damage program.
Flood damage?
Yeah, currently one. There has been some grading done on Carnes Lane. Not entirely though, and I suppose wet weather, and I know that's sort of that wet weather's been some time past, but that has impacted on programming to get things done. And the other thing is too, it hasn't been possible without disruption to other areas to redeploy staff and plant machinery to do those individual tasks, but they are programmed. In regards to the correspondence, I can only just I'll take that on notice and apologise that if there's been not the sort of level.
Apparently, a letter and an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll follow that up, but that's certainly not to the level of communication that we.
And they were just concerned about the fact of, you know, like with that, well, you said grading, would that be followed by any type of gravel or any. Or it just hasn't had that opportunity, I guess.
I'd have to go, I'm not familiar with what the requirements would be in particular for that,
mm-hmm.
but it is in the wet grading program. Whether it's up for gravel reshed, I couldn't tell. We'd
Thank
have to
you.
Go and read it.
I'll pass that information on and I can give you that name
so
it can
certain.
Work out with that correspondence.
You're happy with that, Councillor Fennell? You're happy?
Thank you.
Very good.
I'll take that back.
Is there any further questions regarding technical services report? No.
Just want to make a comment on the
Councillor Cry.
Work in around Gibson Vale, past the mines, up through the Kaikoura. It's like a freeway. They've done a terrific job. Travelling that way a bit, it is a.
I'm going to have to go and try it.
It is a great road. Past the Gibson Vale mines, through the Kaikoura. It's
nice, positive comment, thanks.
Oh, it's formed up well and it's done a great job.
Very good. Any other comments, councillors? If not, we'll move on to 6.2A, Development Services Activity Report. Are there any questions regarding the report? Clarification? Nothing? No comments? There's no further comments. I'll put that those reports be adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so moving on to item 7, notices of motion. So we've dealt with 7.1, the audiovisual system. And now 7.2, strengthening communities grant policy, Councillors McGlynn and Councillors Clark. Okay, there's a motion there that Council review the strengthening communities grant policy to include a maximum per annum funding of $5,000 per group. Any in-kind support be included in this allocation and any joint ventures to be approved by the majority of councillors. Any funding greater than that allowed in the Strengthening Community Fund must be included in the approved budget set for the year. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor McGlynn, obviously. The seconder?
Councillor
Clark, is it?
Yeah,
Councillor Clark's a mover?
Yeah.
And you're going to second it, Councillor McGlynn?
That's correct.
Councillor Clark, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah. Over the past, I'd say, 6 weeks, I've been approached by many people, some from Barmedman, some from Weathalley, and their question to me has been, where's our 30k? And does council have this sort of money to go around for everyone? I would like to see that any money requested be limited, that it's fair for all in the Bland Shire and not West Wyalong centric. I don't want to see council become a bank that's there to fund events, and I would like to see it limited to funding for first time of an event to be held, and then henceforth the people who are holding the event can self-fund themselves. And I think work in kind needs to be taken out and replaced by volunteering.
So I want to alter your motion here and
so,
change that. So where you've got...
No, I'm just saying that the reason that I've brought this up is because I literally have been accosted in the streets by people who want $30,000. So, and we need to make it very clear to people that that sort of money is not available. So...
Councillor McLean, would you like to speak to it?
I would speak to it in the sense that I think that the $30,000 is far too much. The Strengthening Communities Assistance Grant is an excellent program. It's been redefined over the years, and this is just another way of defining it. I want to congratulate our economic development team in the council that have always been absolutely fantastic. I'm questioning the Financial Assistance Committee, absolutely, but this Strengthening Community Grant has been an excellent program, but limiting it to $5,000 means hopefully a lot more people in the villages will participate in it, we'll be able to spread the love a lot more, it'll be a lot fairer. I'm sure the show committee would have got $1,000 less, but... I would have done a chook raffle for them if I needed it.
I must say that the grant process itself has usually been, most of the grants have come in under $3,000.
Yeah, they have.
So even this $5,000 is more generous than
previously. And I think that even at the end, even if there's money left at the end, doesn't mean you have to spend it. It means, especially when you're running a $6.6 million deficit, it means you put it back into next year's budget and you start... Mate, if we're not spending $40,000, maybe next year we should put it back to $30,000. If we're not using all the money, but now that it's at $5,000, and I think it's got to be... the people, when we go out to the forums, that this money is available if you're having an event, and hopefully more people would use it. And I think it's a more fair and equitable way of distributing the money.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion?
I will. Why cap it when we haven't been maxing out over the last 4 years? What we've allocated hasn't been spent. So why would we put a cap on it if somebody has a really great idea and it is dollar for dollar basis? So if you come up with a really good idea and you want to run something and it's going to cost $14,000, you can only put in for a $5,000 grant. Why not a $7,000? Why do we need to change it?
Because
they
ought to get
the
back side.
Can I please speak? Thank you.
Yeah.
Being like that for a while, for a fair while, I just don't see a reason to cap it. I really don't.
Councillor, would you like to look right
at I think that when you cap it, it has been unfair. Because when you're putting on some event, you go through your program. You don't put on an event until you've got funding. And this is just a $5,000 contribution. It's been one of the best things that's happened on council. We can say council is supporting all these community functions, but to a limited amount of money. It's got to be what are the KPIs for that function? Is it value for money? We never talk in this council about value for money. And when I think we got a shock at the $30,000 that was going to be awarded to a group we have never awarded that amount of money to any group of people that wasn't managed totally by the Bland Shire Council.
I've just been informed, as a matter of course, that over 50% of our grants so far have come from the villages. So significant amounts of money are going back into the villages.
Well, that's great, and I hope they get more. But I think this is a fairer way of doing it. I've had very negative feedback, too, about the $30,000.
Point of order, Mayor.
Yeah.
Could we move on?
All right, we can move on,
okay.
But I think this is a more fair and equitable way of distributing the money.
Okay, very good. Councillor Moore, did you want to...
First, I don't know about the $30,000. If we're talking about the Hearts of Gold, let's name it. It was only $23,000. That was all that was left in the budget for it, if you go back and read over it. And if we cap it, like you said, things like the Barmedon Community Centre, their screen won't go through. This very evening, we allowed, through the Strengthening Communities Fund, $8,995. They'd only get $5,000. And then when they take in kind, well, they'll probably end up with next to nothing. I don't disagree with I don't think we should cap it, but I also don't think we should have in kind in there as well. Because that sucks so much money away from an organisation. Take, for example, the triathlon. If we put in kind into that, if they ask for money, I mean, that's it. The triathlon won't run because I won't have the money. I just don't think we should have in kind, isn't it? We've always done it. I don't know that the committee that is running these things should have to pay for that.
Councillor McLean, would you like?
Every time we use in kind, we're using Blanshire Council resources. In kind isn't free money. In kind, this is ratepayers' money.
Yes,
this
has
got to be a response.
Councillor McGinnis, you have spoken, you have had your right to reply. Councillor Lord.
Basically, the situation, I'm sort of a little getting a bit confused. The wording of the motion, I gather, is we review the community grant policy to include a maximum per annum of $5,000 a group. The fact that when that review takes place, that's when
the discussion and everything else should be debated.
Mm-hmm. Don't have a problem. The same as the in-kind support. Be actually included in the allocation or not included. It's when we actually look at the motion, in actual fact, is to review the grant policy. And effectively, these things are part of the policy that we need to look at in that situation. Joint ventures and the funding greater than allowed by strengthening community must be included in the budget. That effectively, whether we just through 5,000 or 10,000 or whatever else, it's something we need to discuss when we're looking at that policy.
It will all come up.
And effectively, the current policy, if we review that, we're talking about dollars. Everything has got to be, currently, it's on a dollar for dollar basis, up to a maximum of 50% of that project. So effectively, that, you know, for example, if we talked, and as Councillor Moore did, about that $23,000, we would have expected $23,000 to come from the other committee as part of that funding, because under this program, it's 50-50.
But they had that $23,000. Sorry.
No. Okay, I think we've had enough discussion.
Yeah.
I think we'll put them up.
Just
for some
clarification.
Yeah,
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. The Strengthening Communities Grant Program is a program that will be reviewed following the council elections because the purpose of the grants is to support the identified activities that the council would like to see occur during
the
term of that council.
Promotion is unnecessary, is that what you're getting at?
Well, it's...
It will be done as a matter of process.
It has to happen because it's been noted by through...
Well, we're the council tonight.
Council again. So your advice is...
It's going to be reviewed in the new term.
Okay, well, we can put the motion tonight and it won't really matter whether it'll be reviewed anyway. So we'll put the motion.
Because the new council could set a different amount.
Okay. I'll put the motion
now.
I'll put the motion now. All those in favour of the motion as it exists, please, show of hands. The motion carried. Okay, I need a mover now to move into confidential business, please.
Can I speak first?
You may, Councillor Clark.
I would like to say that this is my last meeting and I have enjoyed working with you folk, and I wish you all well, the rest of you that are standing for the upcoming election, and I hope you get a council that is wonderful.
Thanks,
so.
Councillor Clark. Councillor
Kitty,
would you like to speak?
I would like to say goodbye. I've been 30 and a half years here, and it's been a long term, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. It's something I never set my sights on doing. I did it a little bit out of duty to get here, and it's been a very rewarding experience, and it's something I'll never forget. And I'm leaving with a sorry heart. I am going.
And I would like to congratulate the two councillors. They've been absolutely outstanding councillors. I've seen the work that Councillor Petrie's done out at Ungerry and throughout the Shire, and it's been absolutely inspirational. And having Councillor Clark here for the last 3 years has been an absolute pleasure. Now, my son works a lot with executives from Woodside and Leighton's and whatever, teaching them how to be fantastic in their job and bring their people along. I was telling him about the people that Councillor Clark has made a huge contribution to the Shire in education. And a number of people that worked with her came and saw me and said that every day they wanted to go to work because she was there. And I was telling my son this, and he said, that is such a rare thing to happen in the workplace, that a boss of a workplace has people that want to go because of their personality. So thank you for all that you've done in education, and wish you well at Gloucester.
Thank you.
Well,
and
like
good luck
to
you, Kerry.
I'd just like to thank both the councillors for their service, and I concur with Councillor Gibbs' comments. And Councillor Keatley, you're very understated in the role you've played in council.
You've been amazing.
A great role,
yes,
in council, and
absolutely.
And
you've
done a great deal for your community, Ungerry,
yeah,
and I think you'll be sorely missed. So thank you.
Blaise,
thank you
all
on
the rest
behalf
of
a very grateful.
Can I just add my endorsement to that situation?
Yeah.
Both Councillor Keatley and Councillor Clark, I've enjoyed working with both of them very much in the last, particularly in the last term with Councillor Clark, and also the last couple of terms with Councillor Keatley, and it's been a real positive. And the fact that, you know, at least Kerry and I know some roads out west.
Very good. Now, we'll get on with the meeting. Can I have a move to move into confidential business, please? Councillor Moore, Councillor Crowe. Mr. General Manager, would you like to leave? Thank you very much for coming. You coming back, or are you leaving?
Quitting.
Are you quitting? You're
going?
Quitting,
yeah.
Right. Thank you very much for coming.
Don't go home without me.
You're heading on too?
Yeah, Ben, Monica.
No, you should open the door.
Oh. Plural, not singular.
Daniel's
been playing that crap, you
know. Settle down, everyone. Okay. In the confidential matters this evening, 8.1, the General Manager's Annual Performance Review for the period ending the 30th of June 2024. There's a recommendation, one, that Council note this Mayor's Minute, which includes the General Manager's Performance Review Panel's position following the annual review for 2023-2024, and two, endorse the 2024-2025 Performance Agreement, and three, the General Manager's total remuneration package to be increased by 3.5% as a permanent increase to the TRP, recognising the level of performance of the General Manager and the award increases for other staff. This was passed unanimously. Thank you. Can I have a move to close the meeting, please?
Yep.
Councillor Fennell, Councillor Crowe. All those in favour? Oh, Councillor McGuinn?
Yeah, before we move on, it's nothing to do with council, but it's to do with the... we're getting a lot of very negative feedback about the lack of doctor support at the hospital and the 5 to 6 hour waiting time for telehealth, if they can get it. Things are in a dire situation, and we really are people
so,
in the town.
So, Councillor, would you like a letter to Murrumbidgee Health?
I think that they have to come. I would like to see them come to the new council, and in
so
a
an
council,
invitation to Jill Ludford, perhaps, to
come
and talk to council.
Because
that's their refusal.
They can't refuse because things are serious. I mean.
Did you witness that? Did you see that?
I was talking to a lady today who had a broken leg, and she waited all overnight. They couldn't get a teleconference with Wobbat. It was so busy. The whole teleconferencing system is broken down. We're not having doctors going into the hospital now. The issue, they've got, might be you like all the lines to be not so inflexible.
But what about the triage time? I mean, with anybody that presents to a hospital,
yeah,
you're going to have a triage time.
Oh, you do more. You go, you do triage here, and then you get down there for five dose triage.
But
so.
You said telehealth. Do you mean for further treatment
or
for initial
triage? They're not getting.
I think that's enough discussion. I think what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is an invitation to Jill Ludford to address the new council regarding the provision of health services at West Wyalong Hospital.
I know it's nothing to do with the Blanchard, but it's...
No, because we've only got one doctor that can visit the hospital, is that true?
Yes.
There's one doctor that is able to visit the hospital.
Is able
there are other doctors that can if they wish.
But
we'll invite an send an invitation to Jill Ludford, the CEO of Murrumbidgee Health, to address the council on this and other issues.
For us to address
just off the record, I in actual fact spoke to Stephen Lawrence.
I'll close the meeting, we'll have a discussion. I had a move in a second to close the meeting. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, we'll close the meeting now, we're right. Okay.
Off.